Item number four, please.
Item number four, from the Executive Director of Risk Management, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report on the review of request for proposal evaluation process as it relates to insurance proposals for 2014. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning. This is an informational report in response to the amended resolution 12-984 as to the process that will be followed to evaluate insurance proposals in 2014. The comptroller presented a report in December of 2012 that outlined five concerns that were found in the 2003 RFP process. The five concerns for 2014 will be taken care of. The first one was there will be no change in litigation or claims handling, so as a result of that, there'll be no additional cost to the county. In the cost evaluation, dividends and costs to fund the deductible will be considered. The scoring methodology will be consistent with best practices and past county practices. The technical scoring will provide for individual and independent evaluation based on information provided and the criteria in the RFP. And CDBP will be involved according to Chapter 42.06. Also, Corp Counsel has advised that after the RFP evaluation is completed and any appeals of the intent to award decision are completed, Risk Management will give the committee a memo summarizing the RFP, the timeline and process, the panel, the evaluation methods and scoring criteria, a summary of the scoring and cost proposals, the justification for selecting the recommended contractor and services, DBE involvement, and any budget or fiscal effects.
Thank you. Would you identify yourself?
I'm Cindy Van Pelt, Risk Manager.
And I'm Don Tyler, Director of Administrative Services.
Thank you. And then, again, this is for those who may be listening who aren't in the room. Any questions, comments, concerns, Supervisor Lipscomb?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So just because I'm having a little trouble tracking everything or remembering everything, what I got from the report was that everything that audit or comptroller raised, that all those issues, essentially that the administration agreed with those. Were there any areas in which there was not an agreement, or where the department is not intending to?
No, we are in agreement.
The process. Okay. I appreciate the follow up. That was obviously a big item.
Anything else? Given that it is a big item, I would ask one of the supervisors, one of the committee members, to move to receive and place this on file so that all supervisors can get this.
So moved.
Supervisor Cullen moves to receive and place on file this informational report. Supervisor Jersey.
Yeah, I do still have a question in this, and I think, you know, some of the RFP controversies that we've had very recently seem to bring this up, and that is this this whole idea of the scoring methodology. And you indicate that in 2014, will provide for an individual and independent evaluation by evaluator based upon technical information provided. You know, that's really, there's a lot of loaded words in there, if you will. How do you do an independent evaluation? Do you get outside, totally unrelated parties to do, quote, independent evaluation?
Risk Manager Van Pelt, Mr. Lee. Please identify yourself, sir.
Yes. Good morning. My name is Patrick Lee. Chairman, supervisors, excellent question. I think the concern on this, I can speak to all RFPs, but on this specific, I think there was a concern last time in twofold, is that there may or may not have been communications between the evaluators to come up with some additional information that was required that separated the independence of their individual evaluations. I think the major sticking point that audit brought up in, or the county controller brought up in regards to the evaluation of this specific proposal, was last time there was guidelines provided that created an impression that it required the individual to score based upon what was presented to them directly. I'll remove it from this. If the person has X on the paper, you must give them 5 points. If they have Y on the paper, they must be given 10 points. I think that was the concern that was expressed in the previous RFP. Were the address here independent, an individual evaluation? Ms. Van Pelt has taken into consideration that she needs to provide greater latitude in regards to how the evaluators score a particular criteria. We have, to your beginning of the question, we have certainly faced over the past few months concerns and questions related to evaluations. At times we have had Ms. Van Pelt's RFP where it was almost directed the scoring a concern there. And on the other side, I have heard comments from supervisors that said, hey, wait a minute, how can one person give a, and this isn't a specific example, how can one evaluator give somebody 2 points and somebody else give them 10? How can that disparity be given? So it is trying to create in the development of the RFP not only what we are looking for as a county in regards to goods and services, but providing a modicum of direction to the evaluation committee so that they know what Ms. Van Pelt was looking for, but not having her provide such a structure that it required them to grade in any evaluation. So direct answer to your question, yes, it is flowery language, but it is distinctly in many statutes how it is phrased that you want this individual to have not only their individual evaluation unencumbered by anybody else's influence, but you also want it independent by anyone else's influence. I hopefully answered your question, Chair.
Supervisor Joseph.
Well, you're getting at it. Now, I could actually flip that coin over. I believe this county board shares some shared community values, I'm going to call them. For example, the requirement for DBE participation. And how does an RFP process get at shared values that they want to encourage and make sure that those are properly valued? If you will, it's almost suggesting that when there are shared values, we want to reward that in the RFP process. How do you go about doing that?
If you're asking me for a personal opinion as procurement director, it would have to do with guidance and direction and policy making from your side. A specific example with DBE.
Okay.
Other entities have said, again, let me remove it from practicality just as a demonstration purpose. If it's important to the county that people that live on the even number side of the streets receive some type of additional consideration during a request for proposal or a bid, then we should say, as a group and an organization, excuse me, I'm using private vernacular here, then we should, as an organization, say that we have a vested interest that people live on the even side of the street receive this additional consideration in a request for proposal or sealed bid.
Yeah, and I appreciate that response, because I think perhaps we as a board have not provided enough oversight in those shared community values. And I do think this is an area that we need to look at further. For example, and we had the parks example, there seemed to be a fairly strong committee opinion in favor of at least providing some additional points towards local business. Somehow, without violating interstate commerce, but still showing that we have a shared community value around favoring something like that. And I think this board has struggled with that in the past because sometimes RFPs just don't seem to provide the rating system based on what we considered shared community values. So, Mr. Chairman, I don't know how we're going to do that. I think we perhaps need to find a way to, you know, give oversight to this RFP process, which I think the staff is truly trying to do a job of, you know, making an RFP evaluation fair and, you know, hands off. And policy administrators, that is the board, should not be involved with the RFP process. I totally agree with that. But we also want to make sure when you do RFPs that you reflect the community values that this elected board is here to represent. So there's somewhere there's a fine line in there where we need to try to identify how to do that. I'd welcome your suggestions on that one.
My suggestions, I wholeheartedly agree with you. When left in a gray area or left to speculation, when left to, I may be speaking out of turn here, but when left to speculate on what the desires of the policymakers are in order to get something through or get something agreed to, it creates various behaviors throughout the county that in situations may be good and situations may be bad. So this particular instance, if again going back to the nebulous example, even sides of the streets, please put it in, I might be speaking out of turn, please put it in ordinance so that all the people procuring throughout the county know that this is a request and it shall be done.
I think we have more work to do, Mr. Chairman, so that, and I appreciate those responses, I really do. I think it is this board's prerogative, probably working with the county executive, to give some direction so that when we do these RFPs, if we want to give some extra points to local business and other kinds of shared community values, that we need to do that. So I don't know how we're going to do that, but it's a good point.
Well, thank you, Supervisor. It's my recollection that the comptroller came up with these recommendations given that it was thought that the RFP process hadn't been followed. I do note that that risk manager Van Pelt indicates in number three of the primary concerns that the scoring methodology be consistent with best business practices and past county practices. And I think that's a lot that was brought forward as it relates to what the controller's information was to bring us to this particular point. Mr. Lee, then Director Tyler.
If I'm understanding your question, you'd like me to speak on the number three scoring cost for coverage. I believe in the RFP that was done in 2013, there was various weighting that was based upon variations from the current benchmark premium coverage. In other words, if it was above, they received so many points. If it was below, they did not receive any points. I think the methodology that was suggested by the Comptroller's Department and audit was to bring it more back into line related to historical benchmark uses for procurement. In this specific example, it very well may be, and probably without, again, going into too much detail on the RFP, as Supervisor Jerzyk mentioned, the methodology that's usually used at cost and is for costing comparisons that's well recognized and accepted generally is that the best price receives 100, and I'm not speaking to this specific RFP, but the best cost receives 100% of the available points, and then based on a variation away from that best price cost receives a diminishing amount of points. And usually that's the best practices that would be used, a.k.a. if somebody bid $100,000 and there were 30 points available for it, and they were the best price, they would receive 30 points. If somebody bid $120,000, the percentage that they were away from the best price would receive a corresponding diminished amount of points. Have I answered your question, sir?
Did you answer my question?
Yes.
No, but what I was going to say is that some of this discussion occurred last fall when we had this item before us, but I don't think that we've gotten anything in writing with respect to the best practices that you alluded to last fall, and that's probably why there's a rub. I'm thinking maybe this process should go a particular way according to procurement best practices, and those best practices have not been identified and have not been delineated. If you would provide the committee at least with some information, then at least we can have the information. But most of the conversation related to the fact that the comptroller's report indicated that, and you have the five primary concerns, and I believe that it was enough for us to understand that for what had been given to us, it was something that hadn't been followed as relates to the past county practices as relates to this particular RFP. So, Mr. Lee, if you would educate the committee with respect to what some of those cost practices are, at least we'll have the information. Otherwise, we won't. But again, it's maybe something that we understand or have questions about. But if we don't have anything, then it's a vacuum and a void as far as what you're talking about and what we haven't seen before.
Okay.
Director Tyler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My only observation, and I'm going to ask Patrick maybe to follow up on this observation, is Supervisor Jurczyk, I think that what you're speaking to makes a lot of sense in terms of trying to some way or another connect to our shared values. The effort in that can be somewhat complex, so we would seek a thoughtful process in that. Because the consequence might be, there might be an unintended consequence, speaking to Patrick's analogy of even-numbered addresses, and then all of a sudden being in a situation where it's very complex and difficult to execute on an RFP. So that's my only caveat, but I think it's something that we strive for in understanding what those shared values are and developing an RFP around that framework to the best of our ability. So, Patrick, I don't know if you want to add to that.
All that I could add, and I wanted to address this earlier in my response, is that, yes, clarity would certainly assist in the frontline the people that are doing this in the front line, clarity in those shared values.
Supervisor Jurczyk.
I actually think the report is pretty good. They gave us what we asked for, and the comptroller's office is not the office to be doing this out of. You know what? We are the reflection of this community. The diversity of this community, that is this deliberative body. And we're going to have to embrace that. They tell you never to volunteer for stuff, so I'm probably going to break my rule and on this part-time job that's been devalued by the larger community. But in any event, I think this is something worth exploring. And I'll volunteer to work with Mr. Tyler. I think we need to find where we have shared community values, where we're going to direct the RFP process, not to control them, but in certain cases, they need to give recognition. And I appreciate the example because it's an example that takes out all of the buzzwords, if you will, just by saying, well, let's look at even-numbered addresses. But we all know that behind that pure example is a lot of stuff that we're going to have to wade through. But I think there are shared community values that we want to have the RFP process reflect. And I think that's where we have problems when we get RFPs and somehow they just, you know, we get frustrated because they haven't considered those things. So I think we have to have an expression of that, and maybe we can sit down. I know this board has been very strong about disadvantaged business enterprise. I learned to respect that early on when I came on this board. So that's one example. I do think the fact that local businesses would keep money in the locality is another shared, I can predict most of us would probably support that. There may be others, I would invite, if you want to use me as the conduit, and I can meet with Mr. Tyler, maybe we can come up with a list of shared values that we would want the RFP process to then reflect. That's all I'm saying. I think that's something this board has to do. We don't want the comptroller doing that. We want him to look at the numbers and to keep our budget in mind and to give us good reports. When it gets down to those kinds of things, shared community values, that's this board. So
Supervisor, shared community values are something that can be identified, but with respect to what happened last fall, the comptroller was appropriate in as much as the Division of Audits was it within his under him.
Yep.
And the Department of Audits could look at past practices, could look at what had happened in the past,
sure,
and help the comptroller to prepare the report, and which was done. Mm-hmm. So it's not as if the comptroller is directing us, but I would like to see from Director Lee and anybody else as it relates to this process for what was suggested last fall, that some information be sent to us so that we don't reach a bottleneck when it comes to the fall and we have to go through this process again. That's one of the reasons why it was directed that in May that we have this report come to us so that we can begin to refine or identify the RFP process so that what happened last fall does not happen again. Anyone else? Any supervisors have any other comments? We have a motion to receive and place on file this item. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.
Supervisor Jurczyk.
Thank you. Are we going to do the follow-up with regard to this conversation that we've just had, or is this something that the chair doesn't want to see discussed further?
No. You can. I personally have no problem because I want to further the process. I've already given some direction with respect to what I remember, what was said in the fall as it relates to best practices, and this is what the procurement director was telling us as it relates to this particular type of RFP. Well,
can I ask
as it relates to best practices for procurement, and here
before, can I ask the chair to direct administration to follow up with the next report and address the issue of directing the RFP process to consider certain shared community values, which is
that's
a term
fine.
I just
that's
pulled
fine.
Out.
I have no problem with that. Okay. That's fine.
Just so Mr. Tyler knows we're going to work on that.
Again, as my concern is that we come back in the fall and that we reach the same type of conclusion that happened before. That is my concern, and I'm trying to avoid that.
I think we're going to have this problem every time we look at RFP if we don't get some direction.
I have no problem with your direction. I have no problem with you giving that direction. So, Director Tyler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I want to be clear because we're eager to follow up and to work with you on the best practices and what we're building out and how that might incorporate shared values. So we are interested in doing that. Would like to look at it from a global perspective, not simply this particular RFP that we're talking about, and I'm assuming that that is the case, because if we get it right globally, this would be a one of that would be influenced by that. And again, I'm going to ask Patrick to see if he's got any comments, because he is relatively early on in his career here, and one of the charters he has is building best practices, building off of what was, and enhancing those best practices. So I just want him to kind of respond to that in terms of whether it is appropriate at some future point in time to kind of outline what those best practices are.
Go ahead, Mr. Lee.
Chairman, absolutely would like to enter into any discussions necessary in order to develop best practices from Milwaukee County, get input from all stakeholders within this organization, and develop a clear and concise methodology so that we can not only embrace not only the vendor community and drive best value for Milwaukee County, So I look forward to those opportunities. Individuals have reached out in the past, and I appreciate that, those individuals reaching out.
Supervisor Jersey, do you have anything else?
I agree with Mr. Tyler's comments.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks for your time.